to a certain degree, that set a little bit of a trend, because you ended up doing quite a bit amount of session work. We were playing before you came in. I was playing the Helios Creed record that you play drums on, which is great. And that's something where that guy is such an iconic and interesting guitar player that, again, has certain things that he does that are, you maybe wouldn't say are like traditionally amazing guitar playing, but like what he does is so unique and interesting that it's very cool to hear you doing your thing behind it. And I think it makes that record, to overuse a pretty terrible term, pop a little more in the discography, more than anything else, than maybe those early Chrome records. So like, did he call you up? Like, how did that come to pass? Do you guys know each other? Do you hang?
Well, that wasn't a studio record. We actually had a band together, and I had gone up to Seattle. Somebody had told me that a friend had called me and said Nirvana was looking for a drummer, and at the time I didn't know anything about Nirvana, and it was a good friend of mine. I said, yeah, they're looking for a drummer, they're a really good band. I was like, who? I didn't know that. And so I'd gone up to Seattle and hung out with this guy from this band. He was in Skin Yard, and I wasn't really a big fan of the band. And at the time, because Kurt and Chris, they were big Scratch Acid fans, and they were interested in having me come and play with the band. And they had been trying to get in touch with me. And so I was up in Seattle looking around, and this guy, Daniel House, wanted to play in a band with me, and I didn't want to. And he got mad about that. And, so he spread some rumors about me, spread some rumors about that I was a bad drug addict and all of this stuff, which is complete bullshit. And they got back to Kurt and Chris. And so, anyway, long story short, I didn't find anything to do in Seattle. So I thought, well, I was all Scratch Acid guys. We were always big Chrome fans. And I had heard that he might be available to play. And
right.
I know how crazy he was. I love Helios, but he's just crazy. And
yeah, he marches to the beat of his own drummer, to say.
Yeah, that was a difficult band to be in. That was more than... more than I had bargained for.
I'm sorry to hear that. So you blasted past something that I'm afraid I'm going to have to go back to. I totally forgot the connection that the Nirvana guys were big Scratch Acid fans. So did you ever end up actually playing with those guys? They were actively trying to recruit. I assume this is after Chad Channing left the group and before they got Mr. Grohl. But did you ever actually play with them? Did that ever manifest?
You know what? I never did meet them until it was during Nirvana, and Dave was already in the band.
Ah, gotcha.
And Dave and they played, and Nevermind was already out, and there was problems with Nirvana, and I think Kurt wasn't available very much in those last months. And Dave was trying to put together the Foo Fighters, which didn't have a name. He just wanted to start a band, and he asked me to come and play with him. And so I went over to the Nirvana studio and just kind of jammed with Dave, and he was a horrible guitar. He could sing great, but he was just a horrible guitar player, and he had some song ideas. And he was a nice guy. He was very kind to me, but, at the time, I walked in, and, Dave was God. Dave hits harder than anybody. Dave's the greatest drummer in the world.
Right, right.
Grohl made this, and I don't think he had a big head about it, but anyway, so I sat down and played, and we just kind of jammed, and Chris came over and we played, and obviously it didn't work out. I ended up getting somebody else or whatever. I don't know what the situation. I didn't get in that band, obviously, but that was
right.
My first time to actually meet Chris. I'd never met I never did ever meet Kurt. So I'm at a bar one night when I was playing with some, I don't remember who it was, but we were in Seattle playing. He was there. I don't remember who. It might have been Tad or something. I don't remember. But I said, hey, and I think he didn't know who I was.
Oh, man. That's funny. There's so much to unpack in that story. And I'm loving it. That's awesome. I had no idea about any of that. And I'm going to go ahead and say that the Foo Fighters probably would have been a remarkably different band with Ray Washam on drums than the dude that...
Well, I think a lot of the Nirvana would have been, you know, things happen for a reason, and I think Dave Grohl was perfect for that band, and it would have been a lot different if I was in that, and, you know, kind of in hindsight, I thank God that I wasn't in this band.
Right, it would have been, exactly, right? And, you know, but that does bring up an interesting point, because, I mean, they were such a successful band. You know, I know that you've been a guy that for a while, because you're back in Texas now, correctly, if I'm wrong?
Yeah, I'm in Austin.